Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news of the day. My name is Amog Ramethra and I'm going to tell you about the reasons behind resignation of Congress's Delhi Unit Chief Arvinder Singh Lovely. Discontentment in Delhi Congress over the candidature of former Jawaharlal Nehru University Students Union President Kanhaiya Kumar and former BJP leader Udit Raj blew up Saturday with State Unit Chief Arvinder Singh Lovely resigning. In his resignation letter addressed to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, which surfaced Sunday, Lovely cited the nomination of two total strangers as party candidates and AICC General Secretary in charge Deepak Babaria's constant interferences as the reason for his decision. The Congress has allied with its principal adversary in Delhi, Aam Aadmi Party, and is fighting three of the seven Lok Sabha seats, while AAP is fighting four. Lovely's resignation is a big setback to the party ahead of the Delhi's polls scheduled for 25th May. The Congress has fielded Kanhaiya Kumar from Northeast Delhi and Udit Raj from Northwest. Raj had quit the BJP to join the Congress after the former had denied a ticket to the then sitting MP from Northwest. CPI leader Kanhaiya Kumar joined the Congress in 2021. He had unsuccessfully contested as CPI candidate from Begusarai in 2019. Lovely, who rejoined Congress in 2018 before a short stint with the BJP, in a letter to Kharge wrote, "All unanimous decisions taken by the senior Delhi Congress leaders have been unilaterally vetoed by the AICC General Secretary in charge of Delhi. Since my appointment as DPCC President, the AICC General Secretary has not allowed me to make any senior appointments in the DPCC. He blamed Babaria for rejecting his request to appoint a veteran leader as media head of the Delhi Pradesh Congress Committee and not allowing the DPCC to appoint block presidents in the city." Lovely stated that the Delhi unit, despite initial opposition, respected the decision of allying with a party which he said was formed on the sole basis of levelling false, fabricated and malafide corruption charges against the Congress and in turn whose half of the cabinet ministers are presently in jail on corruption charges. Lovely said, "On instructions from AICC General Secretary Organization, I even went to the extent of visiting Mr. Kejriwal's residence on the night of his arrest along with Mr. Subhash Chopra and Sandeep Dixit, despite the same being against my position on the matter." One of the main complaints from Lovely was the fact that Kanhaiya Kumar from Bihar and Udit Raj from UP were given tickets and the fact that the party announced their nomination without informing the Delhi unit in advance. He called them total strangers to the Delhi Congress and the party policies, adding that it is the high command's prerogative to have a final say on candidates. Lovely said, "Shockingly, once a decision in regards to the aforesaid two candidates was made by the High Command, the PCC was not even intimated before the formal announcement so that I could at least take some remedial steps and pacify the local state leaders, thereby stalling my local party unrest." He added, "Till date, no AICC senior leader has spoken to me to pacify the local leaders to ensure the elections are conducted smoothly." Earlier this month, during a press conference of the Delhi unit to introduce the party's candidates, there was a protest by the workers. Lovely, in the letter, said, "I tried to defuse the situation by publicly stating that in a democratic party system, all party members have a right to voice their dissent. However, in direct contravention of my public democratic stand, the AICC General Secretary Delhi in charge distressingly asked me to suspend Mr. Rajkumar Chauhan, ex-Delhi Minister, Mr. Surendra Kumar, ex-MLA and other party functionaries from the party." He added that instead of calming the situation, Babaria, in public meetings, entered into numerous heated exchanges with senior leaders from the state, including Sandeep Dixit and Rajkumar Chauhan. In his letter, Lovely said that the situation was made worse owing to Udit Raj's derogatory and anti-party statements. He alleged that in the backdrop of the mentioned press conference, Raj disrespected our very own party workers. Since then, Lovely said that Udit Raj had addressed numerous written communications to him asking to suspend various local generational party leaders. Lovely had complaints about Kanhaiya Kumar too. He alleged that Kanhaiya has been giving media bites, falsely praising the Delhi CM in direct contravention of the party line and the local party workers' beliefs. Lovely said, in direct contradiction to the true factual position and misery of Delhi citizens, he endorsed the false propaganda of AAP with regard to the supposed work done by them in the education, health, road and electricity sectors. According to him, such comments have not gone down well with the local party unit, since the party workers had an inherent understanding that the alliance was not done in appreciation of AAP's false propaganda of the development of Delhi and was, in fact, a compromise to improve the chances of party's victory as part of the India Alliance bloc. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Amo Grometra. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.